practice your calligraphy, little Chiyo? This kimono, belonging to the geisha named Mameha, whom I'd never heard of at that time, was a work of art. Weaving its way from the hem up to the waist was a beautiful vine made of heavily lacquered threads bunched together like a tiny cable and sewn into place. It was a part of the fabric, yet it seemed so much like an actual vine growing there, I had the feeling I could take it in my fingers if I wished and tear it away like a weed from the soil. The leaves curling from it seemed to be fading and drying in the autumn weather and even taking on tints of yellow.
"I can't do it, Hatsumomo-san," I cried.
"What a shame, little sweetheart," her friend said to me. "Because if you make Hatsumomo tell you again, you'll lose the chance to find your sister."
"Oh, shut up, Corin. Chiyo knows she has to do what I tell her. Write something on the fabric, Miss Stupid. I don't care what it is."
When the brush first touched the kimono, Corin was so excited she let out a squeal that woke one of the elderly maids, who leaned out into the corridor with a cloth around her head and her sleeping robe sagging all around her. Hatsumomo stamped her foot and made a sort of lunging motion like a cat, which was enough to make the maid go back to her futon. Corin wasn't happy with the few uncertain strokes I'd made on the powdery green silk, so Hatsumomo instructed me where to mark the fabric and what sorts of marks to make. There wasn't any meaning to them. Hatsumomo was just trying in her own way to be artistic. Afterward, she refolded the kimono in its wrapping of linen and tied the strings shut again. She and Corin went back to the front entryway to put their lacquered zori back on their feet. When they rolled open the door to the street, Hatsumomo told me to follow.
"Hatsumomo-san, if I leave the oki without permission, Mother will be very angry and—"
"I'm giving you permission," Hatsumomo interrupted. "We have to return the kimono, don't we? I hope you're not planning to keep me waiting." So I could do nothing but step into my shoes and follow her up the alleyway to a street running beside the narrow Shirakawa stream. Back in those days, the streets and alleys in Gion were still paved beautifully with stone. We walked along in the moonlight for a block or so beside the weeping cherry trees that drooped down over the black water, and finally across a wooden bridge arching over into a section of Gion I'd never seen before. The embankment of the stream was stone, most of it covered with patches of moss. Along its top, the backs of the tea houses and okia connected to form a wall.